Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Noreen and Annabelle with your 11 a.m. Zlines. In local news, a new farm aged care centre has sold for $37 million to make way for luxury apartments. The 5,727 square metre Ozcare facility has shut after 30 years and will be demolished and redeveloped by Sydney company Fortis, which plans to build 74 units of four freestanding homes on the site. Development sales expert Brendan Hogan claims this will be a major opportunity to create exceptional infrastructure in Brisbane's most prestigious suburb. Ozcare has stated it would use the funds to invest in new aged care facilities across Queensland. In more news, an 18-year-old man is expected to face the Brisbane Magistrates Court today after being charged with two counts of possessing or controlling violent extremist material. The Queensland Joint Counter-Terrorism Team conducted a search warrant on his home in the Gap, seizing, quote, a large amount of data, books associated with nationalist and racist violent extremism, and chemicals and precursors, end quote. The maximum penalty for the charges is 5 years imprisonment, but investigations into the material are ongoing, police say, with further charges not being ruled out.
And in national news, the Victorian Liberal Party's State Secretary Stuart Smith has resigned after leaked text messages showed him mocking the party's Women's Council and ridiculing MP Beverly MacArthur. Mr. Smith has since apologised, saying he resigned to avoid distracting from the party's election campaign. Ms. MacArthur called the resignation the only acceptable course of action, adding that trashing of women is just not acceptable. Opposition leader Brad Baden agreed the comments were unacceptable and said the party's focus must now be on delivering solutions for Victorians. And researchers from the Australian National University have recorded the highest winter mortality rate of superb fairy wrens in Canberra's National Botanic Gardens since monitoring began in the 1980s. More than half of the adult birds and most chicks have died, with similar declines seen at Campbell Park, where mortality reached 70%. Associate Professor Damien Farine said sudden temperature drops following a warm start to winter likely contributed, leaving birds unprepared. The population is already down 65% long-term, raising fears of extinction. However, researchers are hopeful that a strong breeding season could spark recovery.
In international news, a newly painted Banksy mural has been removed from the outside of the Royal Courts of Justice in London. The artwork depicted a judge beating a protester with a legal gavel, which some activists believe is a reference to the UK government's ban of the Palestine Action Group as an alleged terror organisation. However, this has not been confirmed by the artist or his representatives. It's an unusual incident, with the famed artist's works often being stolen, displayed in galleries, or sold for millions of dollars. The HM Courts and Tribunal Services has cited the reason for the artwork's removal as the building's heritage-listed status.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is clear-skied and sunny, but hold on to your hats because wind gusts are reaching 61 kilometres an hour. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. And the fire danger is high. The UV index is predicted to reach 7.5, which is in the high band. And that's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.